What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we actually have some NFL news because we're getting closer to free agency. Franchise tags are going to be starting to get issued here over the coming days. And then we also have some guys getting traded. So let's three moves actually just happened over the weekend or even today as well. Beginning with something that we all pretty much expected to happen, and that is Deebo Samuel was traded to the Washington Commanders, which I think that's a good move, definitely for Washington. I mean, they already have a pretty stout wide receiving core. Now you add in Deebo, and I mean, not only does he give you a good receiver out in the open field, but he is a hell of a runner as well. So not looking forward to facing him twice a year as a Cowboys fan, but the Commanders definitely got a good player. I mean, obviously his issues are injuries, but other than that, he is an extremely consistent receiver. Then T. Higgins, the wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals, he got franchise tagged today. So looks like he's definitely going to get tagged. Don't know if he's going to sign it. Don't know if there's rumblings that he could end up, it could just end up being like he's going to get franchised and then traded immediately type deal. But it looks like he's going to be at least with the Bengals for now. And then the big news, which I am not shocked at all by, because, you know, I actually discussed this topic and I really didn't think he was leaving the team. And it's official. Matthew Stafford is going to be staying with the Los Angeles Rams. He signed an extension with them and reworked his contract a bit. So he's going to be getting paid as he should. But, you know, they were talking about that it was looking like he might get traded. But like I said, I didn't really think that was going to happen because I just kind of felt like he's a good quarterback for them. Kind of feels like McVay really likes him as well. So I just kind of felt like that was a good fit all around and always. So maybe it was just more of a kind of a contract move for Stafford. But regardless, he's getting paid and he's staying with the Rams. So let's move on to basketball and the top 10 NBA power rankings for this week. We have a new number one. Well, they've been here before, but they have taken back over just because they are just on a tear right now, and you can't look away. And that is the Cleveland Cavaliers, overall record of 50-10. So they are the first team to hit the 50 wins mark on the season, but they are on a 10-game winning streak right now. This past week, they beat the Orlando Magic, the Boston Celtics, and the Portland Trail Blazers. And the game against Boston, like, they were getting their asses smashed. I think it was like 25-3 in the first quarter at one point. And then all of a sudden, Cleveland just turned it around in the second half and went nuts. And all of a sudden, and it was funny too, because the Celtics were talking shit way too early. In the first quarter, Jason Tatum's telling him to get out of our building. And it's like, yeah, they're going to get out of your building with a big win. I mean, they were down by like 25 points at one point, and they came back, and that's what they need to do. Not only do they need to beat the teams like Orlando and Portland, but they got to beat a team like the Boston Celtics. These are the defending champs. They're in the Eastern Conference. There's a good chance they might have to go through the Celtics to get to the NBA Finals, which is where they want to be. But beating a team like Boston and having a huge comeback like that in Boston, big deal. That was a big game for them, and that's a huge reason why I bumped them up to the number one spot this week, because it's not like Oklahoma City's having a terrible week. They're only one game behind Cleveland overall as far as best record in the NBA goes, but I mean, Cleveland's just having too good of a week, actually too good of a couple of weeks, and they got a huge win over Boston, and that's definitely going to elevate them to the top spot this week. Then at number two, I have the Oklahoma City Thunder. Overall record of 49-11. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They beat the Brooklyn Nets. They beat the Atlanta Hawks and the San Antonio Spurs. And SGA is just unstoppable. Even in the losses, this guy looks fantastic. I mean, he really is. He's one of the few guys playing every single game as well. But, I mean, every game he is going out playing great. It doesn't matter who's injured on this team. It doesn't matter who's playing. It just feels like SGA is dominating in every single way, and he just can't be stopped at all. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Boston Celtics, overall record of 43-18. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Toronto Raptors, lost a big one to the Detroit Pistons, lost another big one to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then did get a big win over the Denver Nuggets. But the thing I've been noticing with the Boston Celtics and their losses, they're blowing leads. They're losing to, you know, Detroit's not a chump squad anymore. At least this year they're not. But, I mean, you kind of expected Boston to beat them, and they got blown out by Detroit. And then the following game, they get beat by Cleveland, and they do come back and get that solid win over Denver. But there is some concern with the Celtics that they're not really playing consistent against a lot of teams, and that could be all the difference come playoff time. But those two games against Detroit and Cleveland are pretty glaring to me. But then they bounce right back and beat Denver. So, I mean, they do have some concerns, but, I mean, still, they're the Celtics, and until they lose in the playoffs, we got to take them serious as championship contenders. Moving up this week to the number four spot, my Los Angeles Lakers, overall record of 38-21, 8-2 in their last 10 games, and currently on a six-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Dallas Mavericks, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then beat the Los Angeles Clippers twice this week. And Luka and LeBron are just looking fantastic together. They are just lobbing it down, up and down the court. They are getting in sync every single game. It just kind of looks like they are clicking on all cylinders. Then, of course, you got Reeves. You got a couple of the other role players stepping it up. Like I said, I still got to see something from them, but they're looking pretty damn good right now. And this Luka-LeBron connection is great. And I mean, you know, you never know how many more years we were going to get out of LeBron, but I kind of feel like with Luka as a Laker now, probably I wouldn't be shocked if he sticks around a couple more years, simply because this kind of extends his career in a way, because I feel like Luka's going to take a lot of pressure off LeBron. Just generally speaking, I mean, LeBron doesn't have to be the highest scorer on the court. He never has had to be that. It just happens because he's usually the best guy on the court. But with Luka out there, I kind of feel like he's just going to start taking more pressure off of him, and it might actually prolong his career a couple more years. I mean, obviously, you don't know what's going to happen with him because he's 40. But at this point, I kind of feel like this Luka connection, it is really working out, and they look really damn good right now, including on the defensive side of the ball. Because like I said, my big concern with once we traded Anthony Davis away was the defense, and that has not suffered at all. Then at number 5 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Denver Nuggets, overall record of 39-22. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Indiana Pacers, lost to the Milwaukee Bucks, beat the Detroit Pistons, and then lost to the Boston Celtics. So that's really why I dropped them down this week, just because, you know, kind of inconsistent ball, losing to Milwaukee, especially the game to Milwaukee was a blowout. The game against Boston was mostly a blowout. I mean, Boston had the lead the whole way, so, I mean, it was pretty much a blowout. So that's you don't want to see that, but I mean, overall, the Denver Nuggets just look like a really solid squad. I mean, right now, they're first in the league in field goal percentage, and they're knocking down 51% of their shots right now. So that's a stat you definitely want. Right now, they're third in three-point percentage, knocking down 38% of their three-pointers. They're third in the league with averaging 121 points per game, and they're also third in the league averaging 46 rebounds per game. So they're padding the stat line. You know, Jokic having a great year. It's just the injuries, because now Gordon is hurt again, but it doesn't look like it's going to be for a long time. But still, it kind of feels like every time they get healthy, a guy gets injured again. So that's pretty much been their Achilles heel. But other than that, they really are padding the stat sheet. Jokic having a fantastic year, and I still would not overlook the Denver Nuggets at all come playoff time. Then at number 6 on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Memphis Grizzlies, overall record of 38-22. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Phoenix Suns, lost to the New York Knicks, and lost to the San Antonio Spurs. Jaren Jackson Jr. had a huge game against the Spurs, even though it was a loss. He had 42 points in the game, and that was a career high for him. So he's had a great year, and it just keeps getting better as the season wears on. But those two losses against the Knicks and the Spurs, Definitely not that what they want to see, you know, 4-6 in their last 10 games. So they are kind of slumping just a bit, but they still are looking like a solid squad. Ja Morant is having a fantastic year himself. So Memphis just kind of having a down week, but overall a really, really, really good team. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NBA power rankings at the New York Knicks. Overall record of 40-20. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Philadelphia 76ers, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Miami Heat. The thing about the Knicks that's really weird is they are not playing well defensively, and they're very inconsistent. They can score a lot of points, and they can keep pace with a lot of these teams, but they just lose these close games. They lose to the good teams, and it just kind of feels like they're always falling short. And I kind of feel like, you know, you look at the top of the Eastern Conference and you obviously like Cleveland and Boston, and then it's like, are the Knicks that good? Are the Knicks going to be able to compete with them? Because the thing with the Knicks that always has held them above, you know, that's always held them in high regard is their defense. And now their defense is terrible, and that's probably going to be an issue for them once the playoffs roll around, because I felt like their defense was going to help them get to the next level. And with a team like Cleveland, who plays great defense, and then a team like Boston, who's just championship pedigree, the Knicks are going to have they're going to have their work cut out for them once they hit the playoffs. But, you know, they did have a good week. But like I said, they're very inconsistent this season. So even though they had a good week this week, I wouldn't be shocked if they come out and have a shitty week this week. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Milwaukee Bucks. Overall record of 34-25. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Houston Rockets. They beat the Denver Nuggets, and they beat the Dallas Mavericks. And they are really getting going. I kind of feel like in the Eastern Conference, this might be the team you want to look out for. Kind of like in the Western Conference, Denver, you want to look out for them. I feel like this is the same with Milwaukee, because Giannis has probably been one of the most consistent players all season long. He's been top 5 in scoring. He's been top 5 in rebounds all season long. He's having MVP numbers. It's just nobody's going to bring him up in the MVP conversation right now because the Bucks are very inconsistent. But Giannis is having a fantastic year. He could easily win an MVP if this team was winning at a consistent rate. Then you also have Dame having a great year as well. But then they just traded for Kuzma right at the trade deadline. And he really is adding in a really nice, solid piece of offense that it felt like they were missing. And then, of course, I keep talking about Brook Lopez, the old guy who nobody wants to, you know, we're talking about LeBron. And, of course, LeBron is playing at a really high level, of course. But that's LeBron. But Brook Lopez, also another old guy in the league, and he's playing extremely consistent as well. And he's been a huge piece for this Milwaukee Bucks team. So I kind of look at them, if they actually start to get going and play consistent basketball, they might be a team that makes some noise in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Houston Rockets, overall record of 37-23. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks, the San Antonio Spurs, and lost to the Sacramento Kings. The thing about the Rockets, though, this second half has just been not good for them. They have not been able to get going on any type of legitimate winning streak. They really haven't started to play any consistent basketball. I mean, they were one of the top teams to start the season. Then we started heading into the All-Star break, and about a week before the All-Star break, it kind of felt like they started to fall apart, and now they really haven't got it going. I mean, they're not playing terribly. I mean, of course, getting a win over the Milwaukee Bucks, that's always a good thing. But still, at the end of the day, I just look at this team, and they're not playing at the same level that they were during the first half. And that was just kind of my thing with the Rockets, is I didn't know if they were going to be a consistent team or if they were just that team that would start the season off hot and then fall short once we hit the playoffs. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week, I have the Detroit Pistons. Overall record of 34-27. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games, which is why I finally bumped them up here. I've been talking about them. I've been watching them. They are playing consistent basketball. I almost actually put them above the Rockets. The only reason why I did not put the Rockets, just yet, is I still have respect for the Rockets and what they did at the beginning of the season. And I mean, like I said, they did beat the Milwaukee Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs this week. So they did beat some decent teams, but the Rockets are starting to fall behind. Whereas the Pistons, they are playing some really solid basketball. This past week, they beat the Clippers, the Boston Celtics. They lost to the Denver Nuggets and then beat the Brooklyn Nets. And they are blowing people out of the water, too. They are not just getting little bullshit wins. I mean, when you beat the Boston Celtics, that's a pretty big deal. Nobody really expected them to. And they kicked their ass, too. It was a really shockingly dominating game by the Detroit Pistons. And this is a very young squad with a lot of dudes you probably never heard of. Now, Cade Cunningham, he is their star player, having a great year. But you also have center Jalen Duran. He's been with this team a couple of seasons, and he's actually been a pretty consistent guy, but he's having a good year. Then you've got Malik Beasley, another young guy, and then Ausar Thompson. So you got a pretty young squad here. Like I was saying on Friday's show, I feel like they're like one solid veteran away from becoming a legitimate squad, but I wouldn't be shocked if they shake some shit up in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, because the Eastern Conference pretty much is Cleveland, Boston, and everybody else. So things could happen, and Detroit, they're not afraid of the good teams, and they don't play down to competition either, because Brooklyn, they smashed Brooklyn as well. So they're playing very consistent basketball, and Cunningham is having a great year and seems to be getting better as the season wears on. And then a little bit of other basketball news, not shocking at all, is center Joel Embiid is done for the rest of the season for the Philadelphia 76ers. He really hasn't played much at all this season. He's been battling through knee injuries, and now he's finally just biting the bullet and going to have season-ending knee surgery, because essentially the Philadelphia 76ers, they ain't going nowhere. They could potentially make the playoffs, but even if they were to make the playoffs, they are not going to be a championship-level team. They are not a good team at all this season, and so he might as well shut it down and hope for the best next year. It's just the shitty thing for Embiid is that he's been battling injuries his entire career, and he barely played at all. I can't recall how many games he played this year, but it kind of feels like he played like 10 games, and that was about it. And they weren't consecutively either. It was like one game here, one game there, so just a terrible year for him. And so hopefully he gets that knee surgery and is able to actually come back and play a full year, because we really haven't seen that yet from Joel Embiid. And then moving on to college basketball and the top 10 rankings this week. Like I said, we're getting close to the conference championship or the conference tournaments. Those are coming up in, I believe, a week and a half. We've got those coming up. And then so we basically are headed down the home stretch, getting ready for March Madness here. So the teams that you're about to hear, do not be shocked to see them storming through March Madness, especially number one, and that is Auburn. They are 27-2 on the season, and they've had a stranglehold on this number one position for a pretty good chunk of the season, and they look like a really damn good team offensively and defensively, and I would not be shocked to see this team hoisting the trophy when it's all said and done. Then at number two, we have Duke. They're 26-3, moving up a spot this week. To number three is Houston at 25-4 on the season. Moving up a spot this week is Tennessee at 24-5 on the season. Moving down four spots is Florida. They're 25-4 on the season. Moving up a spot to number six is St. John's at 26-4 on the season. Moving down a spot to number seven, Alabama at 23-6 on the season. Number eight is Michigan State at 24-5 on the season. Moving up at number nine is Texas Tech at 22-7 on the season. And then moving down to the number 10 spot is Iowa State at 22-7 on the regular season. So like I said, we are right around the corner from all the best part about college basketball. And NBA is looking really solid right now. So enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.